Petrangelo double team, 5 seconds to go. Ducks go after the puck, 1 second, a centering feed by Strom, and the horn sounds to end the hockey game. Well, I'll tell you what, they never gave up. Had an opportunity late, but they're going to fall short by a goal, the final 3-2.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Knights, they were just simply the better team for more time in this hockey game, and that's just really all she wrote. It came down to perseverance from the Vegas Golden Knights. There were spurts in particular coming out to that second period of play where the Ducks, they have a solid start to that period. Even parts of the first period, they showed well, but not sustained enough throughout the game. That last goal scored by the Anaheim Ducks, scored by Frank Vatrano on a beautiful feed from Brett Leeson after a one-on-one dangle. And the second assist being awarded to Alex Klor.
All right, well, we're going to get you headed over there for the post-game show with Alexis. And, of course, have Emerson Edelman, Alexis back during the play-by-play of our next game. And it's coming up before you know it on Friday night. Last home game of a six-game homestand before the team heads to Dallas and Chicago for games next Monday and Tuesday on the 18th and 19th of November. We'll be on the air at 6:30 Pacific time on Friday, 7 o'clock for the play-by-play. First meeting. We'll play a game in Detroit. They come here, their game here in Honda Center. That will start at 7 o'clock. There are good seats remaining for that. So the Red Wings, the next opponent. And coming up on the post-game show with Alexis and Emerson, all the numbers, all the strategy talk, and what's ahead for the Ducks. They get ready for the Detroit Red Wings. And, of course, a complete recap on what we witnessed tonight. Want to thank everybody, Tim, Vic, everybody back at our studios. Over in Arizona at Skyview, job well done there. And we will be sending it over to him in just a matter of a couple of seconds here. Our post-game show will start at that time. Again, the final score, Vegas 3, Anaheim 2. Ducks being outshot 40-24. So on your way home, tune us in on the streaming service. And we'll talk to you coming up in a couple of nights. Thank you for listening again. Vegas 3, Anaheim 2. Coming up, more post-game show with Alexis and Emerson live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks here at Honda Center tonight fall to the Vegas Golden Knights, a Pacific Division matchup. 3-2, the final in favor of the Knights. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Welcome in to the post-game show, Emmer. You know, the Ducks did put an effort out there tonight, but it felt like Vegas kind of caught up, found their legs, and really took advantage of some of the giveaways that the Ducks had and some of the power play opportunities that they got.
Yeah, you really got to bring your A game against a high-octane team like the Vegas Golden Knights. You're already couple steps behind when you headed in the game without Fowler, without Fabry, some of the guys we talked about in the pregame show there. And look, it was a tough break to have Jansen Harkins leave the game due to injury. I know that he came back, but he's a guy, I mean, big point totals coming, joining this team out of the AHL. And you're looking for him to continue on. And it's unfortunate that early on his time got cut short there. He did make his way back into the game, but you lose so much momentum. I thought he started out well on that line there, the fourth line. I thought it was one of the better lines to start the game. Cutter Gauthier and Ross Johnson joining Jansen Harkin there. But it's just that deflating mentality, right? And we've talked about it lots now, that when the opposition scores, whether it's the first goal of the game after the Ducks played so well, or vice versa, and you know, maybe the Ducks come from behind and tie it up. It's either that next one, for some reason, when the opposition, you know, scores, it just deflates this Ducks mm-hmm. team, and they don't continue on the positive plays that led to some of their sustained success, whether they get scored on or not. So it's just something that they need to figure out. Of course, it comes with that inexperience, a lot of young guys on this roster. But hey, they're here, and mm-hmm. they have a huge opportunity. So one thing that they gotta fix is just when, for lack of a better terms, you know, just the calm before the storm. They need to be, I think, proactive and just making sure that they get their shot volume there. Mm-hmm. But also when the other team scores, they gotta stay in it somehow, some way. Whether that's positivity on the bench, of course, we look for leaders like Radko Gudas, just to name a few. I mean, it starts with them, but the communication's got to be there, and you got to get these young guys, because it's tough for a young guy, first year, second year, to be the guy being vocal on the mm-hmm. bench or in the locker room, right? So it starts from Radko Gudas and making sure that the communication, the energy stays up after a goal against. Somehow, some way, though, they got to, because there's positive plays. There's good plays at times, whether the first period, second period, it's not sustained. And then, of course, when the other team scores, it just kind of dissipates.
You could really see the energy come out of the Ducks after that second goal even. But we're going to go into all the highlights, get you caught up on how this game played out. Starting in the first period, it was the Anaheim Ducks who got on the board first, and it came from Brock McGinn off a rebound puck. Pavel Mintikov taking the initial shot, 17:39 into the period.
Carlson at center, tied up. They took the puck away from him on his way to the Vegas bench for a breather.
And that was a nice play by Tanner Pearson and William Carlson. Carlson attacking that net and almost putting by Lukas Dostal, but the Dost wall had yet another big-time save.
Petrangelo tried to get it out. Hurdle couldn't get the reception. There's a shot in front. Score! After an initial stop, the Ducks that time had net front presence, and Brock McGinn is the guy that stuffed it by Aiden Hill, and Anaheim scores a late first period goal. It's 1-0.
And that play wouldn't have happened without Brett Leason. He started that. He was behind the net. He found Pavel Mintikov in front for the initial shot. So, I mean, we're going to talk about Brett Leason, but he had quite the night for Anaheim.
We do need to talk more about our guy, Brett Leason, and his insertion into this Ducks lineup. I guess now, more on a consistent basis, the last two games he's been in, his resurrection needs to be studied, AD, because... You know, he's an in-and-out guy to start after a great year and just a year that he could really build off of last season, get over that 10-goal mark, and that's big time. And I know 10 goals might not seem a lot, but it's a mark that, look, it's not easy to do. Then it, obviously the 20-goal mark is a whole different ball game, but to pass the 10-goal mark, not everyone – even on, you know, third, fourth line is capable of capturing that mark. So good on him. And he's just continued on just some of the great stuff we saw the last quarter of last season from Brett Leason. But good puck battles won, as you mentioned there. Good patience there behind the net. Scanning the ice, seeing what's available. And Pavel Mintikov doing a good job finding the dead spot, getting that first shot off. And as you mentioned, again, just slamming home the rebound.
Great to see Brock McGinn getting on the score sheet again. He's been a positive for this Anaheim Ducks team. Also, just good to see for him as a player after what he went through last year. Now, it wasn't long after that Vegas was able to tie the game up. Still in the first period, it was Nicholas Waugh in front of Lukas Dostal off a nice pass from Shea Theodore.
Here is Vegas after the puck. Kolesar behind the net drops it off. They go high slot. Vegas looks for a shot here with 50 seconds left in the period. They center it. Theodore in front, and they score. And it's Nicholas Waugh getting his fifth of the year, and that was created by a former Duck there. Theodore with a nice pass. Waugh just poked it in, and it's a 1-1 hockey game.
1-1, like we were talking before this post-game show. I mean, that tying goal, that was tough for the Ducks. You're getting to the end of the period. You're on top, and all of a sudden, you're not anymore. It's tied up.
And it could very much be just in all the really digesting what's transpiring in front of some of these young players' eyes. You look at a great play by Shea Theodore. I mean, just he grabs that puck. He sprints down the near side. A gorgeous slot pass for a one-time. And I think that just, I mean, the whole crowd's going wow and awe and just such a high-end skill play, but you know, you got to think maybe some of the players that know that those are some of the types of the plays that they need to be making here in order to have success at the National Hockey League. So I mean, what a play from Shea Theodore. Of course, he got a couple assists here tonight, and he was just all around dominant.
Tie game after one period, 1-1. Going into the second, it was Tomas Hertl on the power play. Don't let those Golden Knights get on the power play. One of the best in the NHL right now, and they showed through as they took the lead 2-1.
Oh, my, what a wicked shot that was up to the left of Dostal. I'm telling you what, it was a good thing he was ducking. And then they scored. So, a costly penalty assessed to Anaheim. Only 15 seconds into the minor to Brett Leason. 13:17 to go in the second. Vegas takes a one-goal lead. It's now 2-1 for the Vegas.
Tomas Hertl at the net front there. I mean, on the power play, it's textbook Vegas.
Yeah, and it's somewhat similar to McGinn's goal in a sense, just right around that area. They both slammed home the rebound, but me and Steve talked about it right around when that goal transpired, or at least after that. Tomas Hertl, I mean, so much of his goal scoring production has come around in that area. He likes to sit and wait around the blue paint. He doesn't like to get boxed out. He's always oftentimes finding that inside position, but when pucks are, they miss the net and they go off the end board there, that's also an area where he really likes to control the game and control that puck is behind the net in those corners, right? And he's just he's a mastermind around that area, and it's certainly something that maybe the Anaheim Ducks, some of the players could just take notes of, not only being at the net, but being at the net with a purpose, being ready to go, of course, as we saw Brock McGinn do earlier.
Vegas, 14 shots in that second period. Anaheim only getting 5. We moved into the third, 2-1 with the Golden Knights lead. They extended it. It was Pavel Dorfiev on a second chance in front of the net.
Eichel winds up with the puck on his stick, and as always, that's a dangerous effort by Vegas trying to produce some more tallies. Meanwhile, Dumoulin bumped from behind. He was bumped from behind there on a hit by Barbashev in front. Open a shot. They score. The first shot was stopped by Dosto, who was then down on the ice. And then the rebound was put in. And it appears like the goal scorer will be Pavel Dorofeev. And that's a big goal for Vegas. They're up 3-1 early third period.
It was a big goal for Vegas there. I mean, what Steve said, just giving them that reassurance, that two-goal lead.
Yeah, and it was a tough break there, tough turnover from Isaac Lundstrom. And look, it was a goal that, you know, there's been some costly turnovers here early on in the season. And quite frankly, it seems more drastic than even some of the turnovers that we've seen last season. It just seems like early on here, some of the gigantic turnovers have directly led to goals against, and it's not something, even though that the goals against per game were, it was a lot last season, good goaltending, but as far as just the back end, the skaters' ability to just obviously score more than you give up, it was tough, as we know. But this season, it just seems like the turnovers, the missed passes. Mm-hmm. They just have been devastating. And without kind of mentioning the last couple that we've talked about on some of the latest post-game shows here, it's just yet another mishap that's been so unfortunate for this Ducks team.
21 giveaways for the Ducks in this game here tonight, but also 18 for Vegas. So it was a little bit on both sides of the puck. So Vegas had a 3-1 lead late in the third period. The Ducks, though, they were not done. It was Frank Vetrano getting a late goal, but it was just a little bit too late. Here's Steve with the call.
Big pileup behind the net of Dostal, who's still down on his pads. Anaheim breaks out. Here's Brett Leeson trying to get around. They do a shot. They score! Frank Vetrano from Brett Leeson. A delayed penalty call, and the Ducks take advantage of it. But the question now, is it too little, too late? Vegas leads 3-2.
Brett Leeson, two-point night. Great play there once again.
Unreal. Unreal. Yeah. And so 3 points in the last two games?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean,
his goal last game and then 2 points here tonight.
It needs to be studied. His, his comeback, and it's just, I'm half joking around, but seriously, it's just, it's something that I feel like other players, young guys, and Brett Leeson's not, of course, the oldest guy on the roster. I mean, he's still, you know, considered somewhat young. And look, a lot of players can say, hey, you were out for quite some time. I mean, how did you go about your business when you were out to come back and play as well as you did? I think that would be a great thing to bring up if you're the coaching staff on how guys can learn from Brett Leeson's situation, because he is fully taking advantage of his newfound opportunity. He got bumped up to the third line to start the game, and just what a play, what a one-on-one move throughout the neutral zone there, outside, in and around and under the triangle. A beautiful
pass to Frank Vetrano, who made no mistake on the finish.
Brett Leeson also getting some time on the power play as a reward with how he played in this game tonight. The final 3-2, the Vegas Golden Knights getting the win. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about all of this game on the post-game show.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at AnaheimDucks.com/KidsClub to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. Brock McGinn had the chance to speak with the media already down in the locker room. Let's listen to what he had to say.
What are your just overall takeaways from tonight's game?
Yeah, I think we worked really hard. I think sometimes we make little mistakes that cost us, but we got to come in every day and we got to find a way to win games here. I think we did a good job at getting on top of their D on our forecheck sometimes, and that's when we were getting pucks back and creating some chances. So we just got to come to work tomorrow and try and come out next game with a win.
Strong play from your line tonight. What did you kind of see on your goal?
Yeah, we came in just trying to get pucks in behind them and work together to try and get them back, and I think we did a good job at getting on their D quick and supporting each other, and they just made a good play around the net there, and a good shot, and I was able to bang it in.
Brett Leeson comes in on your line and makes a big impression. What did you think of his game today?
Oh yeah, he's big, he's strong, and he's fast. Obviously on that last goal too, you can see his speed he has and skill, so I love playing with him. I think he works very hard, and I think they read off each other very well, and hopefully we can continue to grow.
This is a season-long home stand for you guys. After one game left, the crowd talked about, you know, three of the last four games, template games, obviously did things well for you. How would you evaluate this group of games as a whole, even though the results maybe haven't been there?
Yeah, the results definitely not with wins and losses, but I think we're growing. I think trying to find an identity in this group right now, and I think we're working hard every single day. So I think if we can just come out and keep doing that, I think we'll find it and start coming away with some wins here.
Thanks,
bro.
Thanks, bro.
You just heard from Brock McGinn there. Emmer, the one thing that really stands out that he just said was we're trying to find an identity. And, you know, 15 games now. We're 15 games into the season. The team is still looking for that identity. How do they find that?
Yeah, I think just going back to the previous point of the identity is there when things are flowing and
yeah.
things are going good and it's kind of shifting and shift out, or at least they're stringing maybe 2-3 shifts together in a row that look solid, but it's just part of that identity's got to be boys. Like, you know, if we get scored against or whatever, we got to somehow find a way to manage our emotions because it's too of a volatile mentality really going on right now where something goes wrong and then it just deflates. And look, good teams, and even this Golden Knights team, like they weren't the first ones to score, but it didn't really affect their play
right.
and their team identity that the Ducks scored, right? They didn't deflate. It seems like they found another gear. And the ability to control momentum in games, whether it's you have a great penalty kill, what you know when that man comes out of the box, what's your response to that good penalty kill, right? I'm not sure if we constantly see, or at least consistently see, kind of the energy shifts after a positive penalty kill, or even though you don't score, a great power play, right? You move the puck around fairly well. Well, what's that next 5-on-5 shift going to be, you know, looking like? Is it going to be matching the intensity and the momentum you just create on the power play? I just don't get a sense that a lot of those situations, they are building off the momentum that they created. And then, of course, the deflate effect, I think it's too severe. So the emotions right now, maybe the inability of complete control of those emotions, it's just something that, you know, we just heard, trying to find this identity.
Yeah.
It's got to be part of the identity that through bad times, you got to find a way, something that you revert back to that kind of gets you in the right mindset for the shifts ahead.
That was really well said. It has me sitting here thinking about, too, what we're seeing from this team. And I remember we got a text a couple games ago about a fan or one of our listeners watching our Ducks bench the entire game, just seeing the lack of energy there. And, you know, you talking about that, you need to have that spark. You got to have that energy
because it's infectious, right?
Yeah, yep. It is infectious. And when you're playing like that, you see that spark on the ice, you see the jump. I feel like it translates to the entire game. So yep. Yeah, just got to look for the consistency there. Yep. Well, great to have Brock McGinn on the postgame show, and we hope to see him continue to score more goals and hope to see him playing alongside Brett Leeson some more too, because he really had some kind things to say about him, how big, strong, fast he is. It was on display there tonight, and you know, nice to see him there on the third line.
And with that goal, 3 goals, 3 assists now in 15 games played with Brock McGinn, he's doing more goal scoring than other guys we'd expect to be ahead of him at this point. Mm-hmm. And that really signals to, I think, obviously the lack of production, but it's not what you want to see. Not that, I mean, we're ecstatic for Brock McGinn, but we want him to have his 3-3, and then Frank Vatrano right now, of course, to be 6 or 7. I mean, you look at some of the league leaders, yeah. right? And you look at some of the goal totals. You got Leo, of course, with 5, Troy Terry with 5. Right now, I mean, those are the leaders in the goal scoring department. But you look at whether it's Caulfield. I mean, a lot of guys are above 10 now. Not to say that they're a ton throughout the league, but the league's top scorers, the elite level goal scorers, I mean, they're above 10 now. And it just goes to show and puts in perspective, you know, the top two guys in the goal scoring category, Leo and Troy Terry, they got more than half of that. Less than half of that. So it's just, it's an interesting dynamic going on. They just got to somehow find a way to get that confidence. It's good to see Frank Vatrano get rewarded, because I thought he had a great game.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about his shot volume there. And he was working hard. He was shooting tons. He was moving his feet. And I thought he got back to the relentless Frank Vatrano that we saw so much last season that I know attributed to a lot of his goals.
Finished the night with 6 shots on goal for Frank Vatrano. Emmer, let's get to some of the text on our text line here. As always, thank you for sending us your messages. And if you're listening and you haven't yet, feel free to at 714-940-2950. The first here, Red from Buena Park. Red said, Vegas just had the puck too much today, but the special teams has got to, be better. The penalty kill specifically has allowed a goal in all 5 games on this homestand. When you're scoring only 2 goals on average, the margin to win is so thin. And then we also have another text here from Red. With goal scoring being so hard to come by, I wonder if the Ducks call up a Nikita Nesterenko or Sam Colangelo to shake things up on the forward lines. I just didn't see the intensity from the team tonight, and that didn't generate as much offense as Vegas did. A lot of thoughts there from Red.
No lies detected.
No lies detected.
That was great.
Vegas did have the puck a lot. Yep. Definitely saw that quite a bit.
Very thorough. And you know what? Face-offs, it just continues to be
a
struggle.
The Ducks were winning in the face-offs early in the game. 71%. I mean, granted, it was early, but I loved that early in the game.
And it was nice to see Trevor Zegras, right, late in the game, but 12 or so, you know, whatever was left on the clock there on that neutral zone faceoff.
Mm-hmm.
Wins it cleanly, unable to generate anything off of it, but that was nice to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big-time moment in the game. Your coaching staff relies on you after is a winger, center, you know, just kind of being in that conversation. He makes a statement, wins that draw, but look, so many improvements we look forward to happening just in a lot of different areas. And you mentioned, okay, sustainability from goal scoring, chances perspective, maybe overall shots on goals. But as you mentioned early on, faceoffs were great. How do you sustain that?
Right.
A lot like some other areas of their play.
It's been a lot of the same conversation during this homestand. How do the Ducks sustain? How do they be more consistent? We see these spurts of great play, and you know, the team overall tonight, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think back to the last Vegas game, kind of in some ways similar.
Yeah.
You know, that first period it was tied, and then Vegas scored and broke the tie in the third there, so a little similar to tonight.
Yeah, and look, I don't think this was Vegas's best, and we've talked about that, right?
I
think Anaheim, you know, within the confines, is a close game. I think, you know, the late goal probably made it seem just a tad closer. You look at the shots on goal, not too close there, and not, quite frankly, close in other statistical categories. But, look, I think both teams have better. I think maybe you can make the argument that Vegas has a lot better, and I think you can make the argument that, of course, our very own Ducks have a lot better as well. So it's, you know, Frank Vatrano, he gets on the board. Does that lead to that relentless play plus the production?
The ketchup bottle.
Forward? Hopefully. I'm telling you.
I hope so, too. And I hope that the Ducks are going to be putting up more shots in their next game against Detroit on Friday, because 24 is simply not enough.
Nope.
It's not enough. Let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get to some of the other messages that we have here on the text line. Don't go anywhere.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack, whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between. We're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and L. King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover,
this ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn is your one-stop shop for music, sports, news, and much more. Find all your audio in one place right here on TuneIn. Join the conversation and follow us on social media at TuneIn on Facebook, Instagram, and X. TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets, including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day, instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Welcome back into the postgame show on Duck Stream. Head coach Greg Cronin spoke to the media down in the locker room. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about this Anaheim Ducks team here tonight.
Coach, you guys were right with them tonight, and just maybe it came down to a couple of details and execution that led to the loss.
Yeah, I mean, as close checking game. They play a style of hockey where they squeeze the ice, like they don't let you to the inside. They got a big, strong team. Their sentiment a big and long and strong through the middle. I thought both teams were fairly even the first period. They get the power play goal there and to go up 2-1, and I thought we were, we were matching the speed and the intensity, and the game kind of went a little sideways when we started turning the puck over. And I don't think they were like intentional turnovers. There was some whiffs, there was some passes that went over blades and right to their guys, and they're too good of a team to give them those opportunities in front of our net.
Do you feel like the power play was the big difference tonight, because they got one in? Obviously, you guys didn't get one at that end.
Yeah, I mean, like I've said this, the power play is capable of generating offense, whether, in confidence, whether they score or not. And like the other night, we had unbelievable chances against Columbus, and we didn't score, and you could feel the bench rise, and there's a lot of energy. And then tonight, we had the opportunities when it was, 2-1 to start the period, then 3-1. We weren't getting the same energy. And one of the things that we've got to do, and this seems to be a common theme, is we just got to get pucks down there with net traffic. That's an area that we are preaching as a coaching staff, and we're presenting in practice, with drills, and they've got to take ownership of it and start trusting that when they put it down there, the odds of a shot going in increase every time there's a rebound in the screen.
What do you think of Leeson in this past couple of games? Obviously, scores a goal in the middle last game, moves back to the way to assist. He's really active on the forecheck. Just a minute, what he's giving you as far as the scoring depth, I guess.
Well, give him credit. Like, there's a guy that didn't play for consecutive games. First guy on the ice on the optional skates. First guy on the ice when there's extra skating. Positive attitude. He's a quiet kid, a very unassuming kid, but he's competitive. He cares. That assist he made was incredible. The way he pulled it off the board and right onto Frank's tape, like that's a big time play. He almost scored to make it 3-2 on the turnover. And, I mean, I'm happy for him. He's a good player, and he's still a relatively young kid. And I think the staff here did a good job pulling him off of waivers when he was available a couple of years ago. So hopefully he can build on it, and we can build off of him.
Talked after the Columbus game about three of the last four being 10-point games. I assume you like some of what you saw today, but obviously it's a season-long homestand. You have one win, so how do you kind of evaluate balancing the results and then some of the positives and the underlying analysis, I guess?
You know, it's a good question, Andrew, and we were talking about that after the game. We talked about it before the game, that this is one of those ones you want to win, you know, and try and get three wins before you leave. And you got one game left. I think there's a lot to build off of tonight. There's a lot of things we're doing well in our D zone that were a little bit shaky before. And again, I try and, as a staff, we try and break it down into how they're generating chances. And I think tonight a lot of them came off of our sticks, just, you know, faulty passes and maybe some poor decisions. But they worked hard. I mean, I can't fault that. They worked hard. We put ourselves in a position to tie the game, and we'll build off it.
Thanks. Final words there from head coach Greg Cronin. They worked hard, and they're going to hope to build off of it into Friday's game. But certainly a lot to take away from there, and very nice words about Brett Leeson there, just his work ethic, his positive attitude. The turnovers affecting this game, something we talked about a little bit. But Emerson, what did you think about what Crow had to say?
Well, just great words, positive words that he said. But I'm looking at this roster, and he's complimenting, you know, Brett Leeson. He's complimented Ross Johnson just over the last couple of games. You know, Brock McGinn had himself a great game. He laid out. I think it was. I'm trying to think of here on the near side court. It was Alexander Holtz there.
Yep.
That he really took it to. And look, I think if you look at these third and fourth lines for the Ducks, really, it just becomes about the scoring. I mean, the guys that, you know, this team relies on to score, early on it was Troy Terry and Leo Carlson. Over the last couple of games, it hasn't been so easy on those guys. So, yeah, you're looking at guys like Frank Vatrano, who's scored tonight. But, you know, we're used to him getting a hat trick like we saw against Carolina there early on last season, where he just electrified Honda Center. I mean, he set the bar so high last season, all-star selection, and it's showing. It's showing that, you know, his goals and goal-scoring pedigree, it's needed. Not to say Ryan Strome can't, you know, he's got three goals so far. Not to say that he's a shot-first type of guy. He's definitely more of a facilitator. But
yeah,
guys like Stromer and Z, it's just this team, it's going to be hard to find success when those kind of guys, the first two top six kind of guys are the goals are few and far between. It's going to be hard to win hockey games when the top six isn't consistently scoring. But on the flip side, like I just mentioned, lines 3 and 4, they've been buzzing here recently. The progression as of late of Brett Leeson, guys like that, as long as they can continue to do that, you know, we hope and know that guys like Z and Stromer is going to chip in more and killer. You know, I think the whole top six, I think everyone's got a little bit more in there.
Yeah, we definitely need to see more from the top six. And it's honestly puzzling, you know, when you look at this team and you see some of these names in the last couple seasons, you think of what Trevor Zegras can do. You think about last season with Vatrano. I mean, it's puzzling to see where they're at right now. And it's honestly concerning, too, because, like you said, you need that scoring from them. You need that reliability. And we're not getting that. And it's not going to be a good thing for this Ducks team going forward.
Yeah, and just touching back on what head coach Greg Cronin said in that interview, it's, you know, they've been implementing things in practice and trying to work on the goal scoring touch at times. So I think that's the great thing they hear is they continue to shift their focus on, I mean, winning faceoffs, of course. And a lot of, you know, goal scoring and battling compete is just simple O-zone, D-zone, starting from a face-off and just structuring your D-zone. And on the flip side, the other lines are working on their goal scoring, working on getting open in the dead spots. Mm-hmm. And so I hope the compete level and the battles in practice, I think the intensity, you know, now is not the time to, you know, slack off at all. I mean, this is, once again, 15 games now into the season, and it's go time. And those practices, mm-hmm. it's not going to just flip on like a switch come game time. I mean, practice habits are going to translate to game-like habits. So whether it's scoring, working on that scoring in practice, got to start scoring even in practice. And if it's not translating there in practice, well, it's sure not going to get easier in a game. So
might not be scoring on Dostal and Gibson, though. Kind of difficult, huh?
True. True.
they
pose problems in practice for the guys.
They don't like letting the guys score on them.
Yep. We even saw it in the optional pregame skate here this morning. And even Gibby, he's doing what he always does. And that's, you know, giving some guys a hard time if they miss the net high and wide. Because, you know, he's a competitive guy. Mm-hmm. And he does his job so well. And he just wants other guys to chip in and really follow his lead and have that continued success.
Final quack here tonight.
I love the positivity from that interview with head coach Greg Cronin. Mm-hmm. And my final quack is practice how you play. And I think once the practice habits start getting a lot more game-like, the intensity. You go over to some of these away teams and you're on the road. You look at some of these pregame skates for these other teams. And even at home, I got a chance to watch Vegas. And they're really practicing with a purpose. And they're pregame skating with the purpose. And you can see that, you know, that type of standard, it creeps into their in-game play. Mm-hmm. And it works because that's how they're practicing. So my final quack is practice how you play. Trust in the coaching staff, whatever head coach Greg Cronin was saying in terms of working on their goal scoring ability. Trust the process. Do it. And if you're not scoring a practice, it's not going to translate once you get to the game.
Yeah. You know, that kind of makes me think about my good friend Johnny Lazarus, who covers the New York Rangers, was at morning skate for the Winnipeg Jets when they were taking on the Rangers. And he put out a video of just how serious and how connected and how quiet their practice was. It was just, or the morning skate was go, go, go. And it kind of makes you think about, okay, the Ducks have had all these optional morning skates. Who's out on the ice? Who's still working? You know, you want to see everyone out there.
Yep. And Brett Leeson, right?
When Brett Leeson's out there.
First guy on,
he's
last
out there.
Guy off.
He's out
head
there.
Coach Greg Cronin, I mean, he mentioned that, and he's telling the truth. So, and that's what it is. So I mentioned earlier, we didn't have that perspective, right, early on.
Yeah.
Mason McTavish has kind of been the guy who's notorious for first on, last off. But Brett Leeson just recently taking advantage of optional skates, first one on there, practicing the shot. So that was great to hear that perspective. And I think, you know, other guys can learn from a guy like that, or even Olin Zellweger. I mean, how good has he played the last few games? Hey, Olin, what are you doing in order to preparation or at least give your game a boost in the right direction? So I think everyone can learn from everyone right now. And Leo Carlson, how he's able to deal with the pressure at such a young age. And you know, maybe tonight wasn't his best night, but he was still effective, and he still should have had a couple assists. I mean, he was setting guys up. You know, we mentioned that he would have been a part of assist on Killer if he had finished that one. So that's just one where it's you think it would come a little bit easier, but it's not right now, and you just got to trust the process.
I like this conversation in the final quack, and I'm going to kind of just piggyback off of what you're saying and just reiterate that, you know, I like the idea of practicing like you play. I think that's important for this group right now, and you do see them having high energy in their practices, but it's got to translate to games, and we got to see that, especially because there's one game left on this homestand Friday night, 7:00. Detroit Red Wings are in town. It'll be a 6:30 pregame show, so make sure to join us for that last one at Honda Center before the team goes out for a short road trip and then comes back here as we move along through the month of November. Otherwise, the final score here tonight at Honda Center, 3-2. The Vegas Golden Knights taking down the Anaheim Ducks. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of that, you can after the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the postgame show, and we'll see you on Friday at 6:30 for the pregame show. Have a great night.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
TuneIn has the news coverage you want to examine the headlines.
We need leaders who prioritize affordable health care for all and take seriously.
Diving deeper into the stories with sources you trust.
Other cities, other jurisdictions prefer to just push
and
people.
Covering the news that matters to you.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and Bloomberg. TuneIn has them all. Just search news to listen today.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
Siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from
you? And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
Road. The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs. They're a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics. And all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.